20 years ago, the inaugural Festival of India was held in Charlotte inside Spirit Square in Uptown. It drew about 500 people. And every year since, the festival has gotten bigger as the Indian community in Charlotte grows. This weekend, more than 20,000 people attended the festival. WFA East Tasneem Shama was one of them, and she brought back this report.
Lal Vishen is president of the India Association of Charlotte. He says the festival is just another sign of how large the Indian American community has grown. When he first moved to Charlotte from New York in 1980,
I would say it was just a few hundred families. We have now 5,000-6,000 families just in this larger Charlotte area and more in the outlying Mecklenburg County. So we're a growing and influential community that is growing every day.
Tom Hanchett agrees. He's a historian with the Levine Museum of the New South.
Next to Mexico, the country that's sending the most folks here is India.
Organizers say one of the goals of the festival is to showcase the diversity of Indians. There are 29 states and thousands of dialects spoken in India. Amit Parikh has been helping coordinate the festival since 1995.
There is lots of commonalities, but then different food, different costumes, different languages.
This festival is a chance for Indian Americans who usually hold their own smaller gatherings in Charlotte to get together in one place and invite others to learn about the culture.
I don't want us to be an object of curiosity and novelty at the culture, our food, our dance forms, our literature. I want that to go mainstream as many other communities have done. That's my dream.
The festival costs more than $75,000 to put on, with more than 900 artists who perform during the two-day event. Inside, there is a film festival, art gallery, food exhibit, fashion show, and a lot of music. There's a separate stage outdoors on the corner of Trade and Tryon. 6-year-old Richa Shukul says she likes performing the contemporary Bollywood dance styles and also a classical dance form called Kathak from North India. Kathak is also a form of storytelling through dance. Every year, Richa spends a few months rehearsing. But this year, she's wearing a cast around her right arm.
I danced here when I had two hands.
Are you sad that you can't dance this year?
Well, I'm sad that I can't perform, but I'm happy that I don't need to go to practice.
Her older brother, 10-year-old Arjun Shukul, says their family visits India every summer. But he says this is a good substitute.
It's one of the best places to go if you want to know about India. Then to play like a lot of money just to go there, you can just come here.
For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.